with the draw to manager Pete Mahon after tonight's 4-1 defeat against Shamrock Rovers. Pete, when you got the goal back to make it 2-1 with 20 minutes left, you were probably hopeful of a comeback.
Yeah, we were hopeful at that stage, but the two goals down at the end kind of flattered Rovers a little bit, I think. They deserved to win the match. I thought they were that bit better than us, and I've no regrets really. That, you know, the way we played was okay. We were well in the game, 2-1. Yeah, we bit of hope, but then the last two goals killed us, and the game was over. Then
you came here and you played 4-4-2, having lost the six the previous week. You decided you'd play two strikers and try and go for it. Unfortunately, you lost Stephen Elliott to injury, and you had to change to a three in the middle. Then
Stephen's been very, very unlucky with injuries this year. Every time he gets a game, you know, he seems to get a knock or something. That's a particularly bad knock he got tonight. And we haven't really had a settled strike partnership at all. We've been changing and chopping and changing. And I thought Ryan and Stephen were going to be, you know, a good setup tonight. But young Stephen Meaney came on there, he's only 18, and he done okay for us. And, you know, it was a good opportunity for him to play in a stadium like this against Shamrock Rovers. So overall, there's a little bit of hope there, but we have to win our next four games, that's for sure.
You're a manager with huge experience, as are your coaches, John Gill and Mark Kinsella. What sort of things do you have to say to the players after two heavy enough defeats, particularly a lot of young lads in the squad?
Well, the first thing we're going to have to do on Sunday morning is do a lot of shape again. We're going to have to go through that again and keep banging at home. I mean, there was a few gaps there tonight. Rovers got through, it was fairly easy, as Dundalk did last week. And 10 goals against is a horrible, horrible stat to have. So we're going to have to work on that first. We got a goal tonight, funny enough, for the first time in about 5 or 6 weeks, maybe even 7. So that was a positive, but we can't be conceding that kind of goals and that quantity and expect to stay in the league.
Because I was going to say, is it a case of trying to shore it up at the back and stop conceding, or try and score a few at the other end? Because at the minute you've been conceding quite a few and not scoring enough.
That's the whole problem. We've conceded too many goals all over, you know, right through the season. But as I said, the defining games now are coming for us the next couple of games. We had to put our socks up and make sure that we nearly have to win the four games.
Just talk us through that task. You've got Limerick next, and then you play three of the teams around you at the bottom.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. The four cup finals for us, we have to win. Because if we don't, we can't expect other teams. You would imagine in the transfer window now, the likes of Pats and Sligo and Galway will strengthen up, you know, the full-time teams. Well, we're going to kind of be just working off what we have. So it's going to be very, very difficult for us. But we knew that from the start, with the three teams going down, that was a real, you know, it was a real kick in the teeth for us, like getting promotion last year.
Just finally, if you get the chance towards the end of the season to be, you know, the three going down, but if you're in with a chance of finishing one up or two up, you'll be happy with that, to keep it alive towards the last few games?
If the league was one game left now, tonight, I'd be very happy.
Because we saw last year in the playoffs, the atmosphere at United Park, and when there was something to play for, yourself, your team, the fans, everybody was able to lift themselves to do that.
Yeah, see, it was different kettle of fish last year. It was the first division. So this year, every mistake we made is getting punished. We got away with it last year a little bit, and we thought we had strength in the team, you know, but so far that hasn't been proved the case. But we look, as I said, I'm sick and tired. I just said it to players in there now. The next 4 weeks are going to determine our season.
Pete, as always, thanks a million.
Thank you, Jamie.